Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. What that keeps you lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over.
Hi, everyone. It's Lisa Copeland, and I want to welcome you to Finding Love the second time around. I am so glad that you're here with me today because we're going to be talking about an exciting topic, and that is the top 10 first date turnoffs that could be keeping you single. And also, I want to have you give me a call if you want to ask questions today. I'll be taking questions, and that guest call-in number is 646-716-716. 7979. So we're going to get started. First of all, I want to share with you who I am. I am a dating coach, and my website is called findaqualityman.com. And I'd love for you to come over and get a free gift that I have to offer called The 5 Little Known Secrets for Finding Quality Men. And you'll get a lot out of this about online dating, where in the world, the real world, to meet men. I know you're going to really find it helpful. You can do that by going to findaqualityman.com/radio and the number 1. Again, that's findaqualityman.com/ and the number 1. Okay, so I'm just excited you're here. Let's get started on these dating turnoffs. And I have people here who have questions they want to ask. So we'll be taking those two in between the 10 top first dating turnoffs. When I was out there dating, I really had no idea what I was doing wrong. And I am sure there were times I did many of these before I really knew what the heck it was that I was doing. And one of the biggest dating turnoffs that you can do, ladies, is overgiving to men. I used to always worry about the man and his feelings and what he thought and what he needed. Instead of him saying to me, "Are you cold?" I would say to him, "Are you cold?" And I would take care of it. A lot of women do this. My clients over and over again tell me how often they overgive to men. And the reason we do this is we were brought up in a world where we were just taught this was something to do, is to give to the people that we love. But truthfully, when you overgive, you're teaching a man how to not give back to you. So when you're worried about a man and you're fussing over him on a first date, making sure he's okay, I've heard men tell me that women have actually taken a napkin and wiped their mouths off. Truly, this is what they've done. And the men have said that was the biggest turnoff to them. It felt like their mother. Men are really self-sufficient. They really know what to do to take care of themselves. Let them take care of you. Nothing would make them happier than taking care of you. So I want you to really reconsider if you start fussing over a man on a first date, because he's going to say bye-bye for that reason alone. The second biggest, or the second top first date turnoff, is bashing your ex-spouse. You may have had a really bad day. You may have had to take someone back to court, your ex back to court, or he may be driving you up the wall. But a first date is not the time to share about your ex. If a guy says to you, "Why did you break up?" you can say something really simple like, "Well, we grew apart," or, "We just didn't have the same goals anymore." You don't want to start saying, "He was such an idiot. He didn't take care of the kids," or, "He didn't do anything around the house," or, "He didn't do this," or, "He didn't do that." First of all, this guy's going to think, "Wow, she's got a problem." second of all, when you bring your ex into the date and start doing that, that ex bashing, there are three people on that date, not two. And another thing is, men, their focus is fixing for you. They don't know you well enough to fix some of these problems that you have with your ex at this point. So when you're sharing all this, it makes them feel frustrated and flustered, and it makes them really worry about, you know, I can't do anything for her. You want to put a man in a position where he can do for you, so you do not start ex-bashing. He can help you later on when you're in a relationship, but not right then. The third biggest problem that women do, men sometimes too, is act like they're in the relationship already. So you're there and you start talking about things like, well, I have tickets for this event in 3 weeks, and I think I'll go get tickets. And then in 4 weeks, there's this new movie coming out, and we can go and do that. And in 5 weeks, that is overwhelming to anyone. Actually, women, you get overwhelmed too when a man does that to you and you don't know him yet. Or when a man starts calling you honey in emails and you don't know him yet. A lot of times we have pictured ourselves in a relationship with someone already, especially when you've met them online. And you've pictured them in that, pictured yourself with them in the relationship. And when that happens, you get on the date and you already think you're there based on the stories you've told yourself and any phone conversations and any emails. Your first date is not about being in a relationship, because you are not. It is about getting to know someone new and interesting to see if you want to be in a relationship. All right, we're going to take our first call. And by the way, if you want to call in, the phone number is 646-716-7979. And this is someone who has a call one. Hello, you there? Hello? I think we had a bad caller. Let's try someone with a 401 area code. Hello, you're on the air with Lisa. Hello? Do you have a question? Huh, people are calling in and I think listening through the phone. Okay, we'll try one more and then we'll go back to our turnoffs. Hi, you're on the air. You have an 816 area code. Hello? Okay, well, we're going to let those go. People must be just listening to the show that way. But you can call in and ask questions at 646-716-7979. Also, I want to share with you, if you like some of the things that I'm sharing with you, then a great place you can get more information is with my book on Amazon. It is called The Winning Dating Formula for Women Over 50. And you can get this, like I mentioned, at Amazon.com. And my last name is Copeland, C-O-P-E-L-A-N-D, Lisa. Okay, let's keep going here and talking about some more tips. I had someone else call in again. Let's see if they'll connect. It's that 401 area code. Nope. All right. Now, here's another top first date turnoff. That is taking control on a date. A lot of women say, I want to be equal to a man. I want to share with you right here how you can be equal with a man. You're equal with a man by bringing your heart to the table. And he brings being safe, protected, and provided for, making you feel that way. That is really important to understand about a man. He does want to make you safe, protected, and provided for, to feel that way, and you're going to bring the heart. But what happens is, a lot of times we have been doing so much for ourselves for so long that we've been doing so much for ourselves for so long that we forget to let a man do for us. It's not taking anything away from you to allow a man to do for you. He really wants to do that to make you happy. So when you take control on a date, you're actually taking away his ability to make you feel safe, protected, and provided for. So what does that look like? I had a woman come to me before she became a client, and she told me this story. She was on a first date. They went to a restaurant, a really nice restaurant. She met him there, which you always should do, by the way. Don't have men pick you up unless they know someone that you know. Otherwise, do not let men pick you up until you feel safe around them. So they get to the restaurant, and she wants a drink. She wants one right away. They're sitting at a table. And instead of asking the man, could you get me a drink, what she does is she gets up, she runs over to the maitre d', tells him how bad the service is, tells him this is terrible, and gets someone over there to get a drink. Well, this guy was mortified because what she did was she took control and emasculated him. It doesn't mean that you don't have power. You have power. But understand that a man really likes doing that for you. Now, another client told me about a guy that she went to a restaurant with, also a restaurant. She walks up and she gives the hostess the name on the reservation, and it was the guy's name who was standing next to her, and it was a first date. And he politely said to her, he took her to the side, and he said, please don't do that again. It's really embarrassing for me. And it is for men. They really want that job of making you happy and pleasing you. So be really careful about taking control of the date. It doesn't mean you can't suggest things. It doesn't mean you can't lead. You can. You just need to do it in a way that a man knows what you want. He really does want to know what you want. So if you wanted a drink, you could say to the man, oh, my God, I am parched. I would love to get a Cosmo Martini. And then let him go do his job. The other thing is a lot of men don't to get that Cosmo Martini. Oh, I had that moment thought that just went away. It'll come back. All right, let's keep going. We have callers on the phones again. We'll see if we can reach them this time, okay? Hang on. This is area code 401. You're on the line. Do you have a question for me? Hello? Hi, do you have a question? Well, I think, again, we have these people who are maybe listening through their phone. All right, I would love to have you call in. The phone number is 646-716-7979. I'm Lisa Copeland. I'm a dating coach at findthequalityman.com, and my passion is helping women find love the second time around. All right, let's go on to another top 10 dating turnoff that keeps you single. That is multitasking. Men are very single-focused. You want to understand this about men. Men do not get on their phone and talk to you at the same time. They cannot do that. They cannot focus on two things at once. And truthfully, as I'm aging, I find the same thing. And it's hard to focus on two things at once. And I used to be the greatest multitasker in the world. When you're talking to a man on the phone and you start washing your dishes or you start folding your laundry or looking at your phone, you're multitasking. When you first start talking with someone, you really want to give someone your full attention. One of the things that happens when we multitask and do that, we don't realize it, is our attention sways a little bit. And we sort of lose track of the focus of what we're talking about. And when you go on a date, it's even worse. One of the things you want to do is leave your phone in your purse or in your car, although I really suggest in your purse because you should have a phone with you as you're going out to your car. Let me tell you a story a man shared with me about a woman that he met, again, at a restaurant, because a lot of first dates happen at restaurants. So he met this woman at a restaurant, and she was on her phone. She had gotten there first, and that was okay with him because she'd gotten there first, so she was texting someone. She puts her little pointer finger up and just says, "Hang on one second." She doesn't even stop texting. And when she's done, she stands up. She shakes his hand. Now, let me share something with you here, too. Most men will put out their hand to shake, but handshaking is a business deal. It's masculine-masculine, or masculine role and masculine role. And when you're shaking someone's hand, it's not that heart energy that men are looking for. The best thing to do is say, "Oh, I love giving someone a hug. Would that be okay?" And most men are absolutely fine with it. So let yourself, allow yourself to give a man a hug. Well, this woman shook hands, immediately sat down, and went back to that text. Then they're sitting there and they're having dinner, or they order salads or drinks or whatever, and she gets that phone back out again, and she is texting again. And then the phone rings, and she picks it up, and she starts having a conversation. Well, by this time, this guy is really getting irritated, he told me. He said this was the rudest thing he'd ever seen. He could not have a conversation with her without that phone, without a text coming through or without a phone conversation coming through. And he was getting frustrated. At the end of dinner, her finger went up one more time. She starts texting again, and he excuses himself to go to the bathroom. And he goes, he finds the waiter, and he pays for that meal. And then what he does is he leaves. I would have loved to see that woman's face when this guy never came back. He figured that if she could not devote an hour to a conversation to get to know someone, she was not worth dating. I've heard this a lot from men, that women are on their phones. And we have this tendency now to feel that we have to be available to everybody. But when you're on a date, if you're expecting an emergency, put your phone on the table and say, "I'm only going to look at a text if it comes in because an emergency came up, or my repairman is supposed to call me 30 minutes before he's coming to my house," which, by the way, don't schedule that before a date. That, if you think something's going on and you need to be available, then have the phone there, and only then pick it up if it's an emergency. Otherwise, most people can wait. Really, there's not too many emergencies happening every minute of the day. All right, the next turnoff that men have shared with me is when a woman comes on the date and she does not have respect for him. And this is really important in a relationship, too. You really want to have respect for who a man is. And if you don't, what happens is a man doesn't feel good enough in your eyes. He feels less than. No man wants to feel less than in your eyes. He wants to feel like he can be your hero. He can be the one to take care of issues. Yes, he knows you're quite capable of taking care of a lot of things, but this is in his DNA to make you feel safe, protected, and provided for. So if you don't show respect to a man, he is definitely not going to ask you out again. Now, that doesn't mean saluting him. That just means allowing him to be a man. One of the biggest things that happens is that when this issue of equality comes up again, is we as women do not let men be men. We're actually thinking of them as women in men's bodies, but they are not women. They don't think like women. They're not wired like women. One of the biggest differences between the two sexes is women love to process a lot of words because it actually releases the same hormone as an orgasm. Whereas men, they're listening to you and their eyes glaze over when you tell too many words because they can't figure out what they have to fix for you. This is why you don't want to come into a date bashing your ex like we talked about before, because he cannot figure out what to fix for you. So if you're with a man and you don't respect him, there are lots of other fish in the sea. Go out and find someone else. Another thing that happens that is a huge turnoff for men, and I'll give you this in 1 second, but first, if you have any questions, I want you to call in at 646-716-7979. I would love to hear any questions you have about these turnoffs, issues that you've had to deal with in your own dating life, and things that are happening with you that are challenges with men or dating. All right, our next first date turnoff, lying about your age or your weight in your profile. So let me share what I mean by this. If you lie about your age in your profile and you say you're 57 and you're actually 67, I know everybody tells you that you look really young and look really great, and you probably do. But what men see is someone that is not trustworthy. They want someone in their life just like you do that they can count on to be truthful. And even when you admit it and you say, I am actually this age, they feel deceived because they were looking at that woman who was that specific age. So always be truthful about your age and weight. When you're posting pictures online, you want to have a picture of a close-up and a picture of further away, and show your real body. There are websites with men who love heavy women, thin women, normal-sized women. Every man likes a different type of woman. Because you have weight on you, don't knock yourself out of the running. Get your confidence in place. Know how to be around men, and men will still come to you regardless of weight. And I mentioned this earlier. You can get more information on this on my book on Amazon, The Winning Dating Formula for Women Over 50. It's going to give you all kinds of information about men. But back to weight. I had a man tell me that he met this woman. He had two incidents. One, a woman posted a picture that was much younger than she looked in real life. Excuse me. And he said to her, "How old are you?" And he could be kind of brash, but he was really frustrated. He says, "How old are you?" And he says, a woman never tells her age. And she had posted younger pictures. Don't do that. It is just so annoying, like I mentioned earlier. And as for weight, he also was talking to a woman, and she had a beautiful picture of her face only. And what happened was, they went to meet, and he pulls up, and this 300-pound woman gets out of the car with that beautiful face. Now, it's not to say that he would or wouldn't have been interested in her. The point is he felt lied to again. And he went up to her. He said, "I'm sorry, you weren't honest. I wish you well on your journey." And he left. A lot of women think, well, when a man gets to know me, it won't matter about my weight. But it does. You want a man, not the weight matters, it doesn't. You want a man who accepts you exactly how you are. And that comes with accepting yourself with who you are. That comes with confidence, too. Okay, let's talk about another dating turnoff, and that is not appreciating men. Men go to a lot of trouble to do things for us, and what often happens is, number one, we criticize them. You might go on a first date, and it might be a really cool place, and you go, "Oh, well, there's nothing to eat on this menu." What you're doing to a man is just what we do to a puppy when you go, "No, no, no." you can watch a man's body just sink in. His head literally goes down. It's as if he had a tail. The tail goes between the legs because he really tried to please you and he wanted to make you happy. And when you tell him what he did was wrong, it goes back to his mother telling him what he did was wrong. He wants to be appreciated. You can always find something on a menu, always. Even if it's just a salad, you can find something. But always thank a man when he puts that effort out and always appreciate him. Now, I know we as women say, well, why isn't a man appreciating us and thanking us? Men are not about words, like I mentioned earlier. Men are really about their actions. It is a real big thing to remember. Men are about action. They're going to show you how much they appreciate you. And actually, you can have a man thank you all over the place, but not do anything for you. That is like the bad boy does that. He can make you feel amazing with those words that come out of his mouth, but he doesn't follow up. And a good man is the kind of guy that follows up his words with action. All right, we're going to try these callers again and see if they can get on the air or if we're just having a technical difficulty. I'm going to let, it's the 816 area code again. Hi, you're on the call with Lisa. Do you have a question? Hello? Well, I think it's that same thing. They're listening to the call this way versus asking a question. All right, let's move on to some more dating turnoffs you might be doing that are keeping you single. One of the biggest things men hate, and I know we've all seen this in profiles when they say, I am not looking for a drama queen. So what is a drama queen? That's a woman that comes on a date and she has all these issues that are holding her up. And, for example, the plumber was supposed to come and couldn't come that day, and her son called her and he and his wife are divorcing and she's $8,000 in debt. And she starts talking about this on a first date. Now, you might laugh, but women do this. They talk about this on a first date, all these issues, because they're so tired of doing it alone and they're sitting there with a man that can probably help them. But the thing is, again, it goes back to that fixing for you. A man wants to fix for you. And because of that, when you're throwing all this at him, he doesn't know you well enough to fix for you yet. So you want to go on a date and you want to leave all that baggage of yours at home. You don't need to talk about that on a first date. Just go out there to meet someone new and interesting. And this kind of falls in line too with is you almost are challenging a man to like you. For example, you tell a man your worst traits, your absolute worst traits on a date, hoping that he will still like you. And the thing is, he doesn't know you well enough to deal with those challenges at this point. So here's an example of that. I had a friend. Now, she had gotten married, this is like 30 years ago, and she met this guy, and they happily fell in love and got married. But on their first date, she did not talk to him about the debt she was in, and she was in some serious debt, but she didn't expect him to fix it, and she didn't think it was his problem at that point to deal with. Before they got married, though, long before they got married, when they were in a relationship for a while, she did tell him about the debt, and at that point, when he had fallen in love with her, he was willing to help her fix that problem. That's a big difference from coming on a first date, sharing your problem, and then expecting that man to help you out in some way. And that is what you're doing when you do that. And it is when you and when you're challenging men to like you for your faults. Men need to see your good points. Everybody has faults. and flaws. We all do. We also have amazing good things about ourselves. So you want to really show your best side. He doesn't need to know every fault. And sometimes, believe it or not, what you think of as a fault, he thinks of as a quirk that can be really a lot of fun. Okay, we're coming down to the end of our first date turnoffs. And here's a really big one for men. And I touched on this earlier when I said men's eyes glaze over. And that's dominating a conversation. We as women do not like that when men dominate a conversation and don't give us a chance to talk. How many times have you been out with a man that goes, oh, my God, will he ever stop talking? By the way, you need to interject. Men don't like that silence space in there, and they're just feeling uncomfortable. They don't know how to sometimes ask questions. We expect men to be like the men on the movies out there. And probably the wives of some of those men that are so romantic in the movies are laughing and looking up at that screen and going, who is that up there? That's not the guy I'm married to. All right, so we go on a date. And we start talking and talking and talking like the man does. And watch a man's eyes, like I mentioned earlier, totally glaze over because he doesn't know what to focus on. What you want to do on a first date is I always tell clients, you should not be sharing any story more than 30 seconds in the beginning. Give each other a chance to talk back and forth. Okay, you could do a minute, but it should not be a monologue. Like if he asks you a question, make it short and sweet. You can get into deeper answers to his questions as you get to know each other. Also, have some fun questions to go on a date with. Not how many kids do you have, what do? But bring up things from your history. One of the reasons that we relate to each other so well is because we have a history of growing up in the same era. Ask them where they were when JFK was assassinated, or ask them where they were when streaking happened in college, or ask them any question that relates to the history that the two of you would have grown up in. All right, we have one more, but first, if there's any questions, please give us a call at 646-716-7979. I'd love to answer your dating challenges. We will try the numbers that are on there again. But let's go over the last dating turnoff. And that is not accepting compliments from a man. So what does that look like? A man says to you, you look so beautiful. And what do? We say, oh, this dress is 10 years old. And it's been in my closet. Instead of smiling and saying, oh, thank you. When you smile, your face lights up. Your eyes light up and your face lights up. And men love that about women. They really do. They love your smile. They love your warmth. So when a man gives you a compliment, he's actually giving you a gift. In fact, when anyone does, don't discount it. Just say, thank you. I so appreciate it. I had a couple men tell me that they couldn't believe that women didn't accept a compliment. So thank you. I so appreciate it. All right, we're going to try these couple of callers one more time. If you have a question, I have one last one I see on my list. Hang on, and then we'll check these callers. Be careful about being late to a date. This is a huge pet peeve of men's. If you say you're going to meet at 6:30, you need to be there no later than 6:35. Even 6:32. He can be there first, that's fine, but making a man wait more than 5 minutes isn't right. You need to be on time. I always have that 5 or 10 minute thing going on in my own life where it's like I have to squeeze in that one last task, but I've been trying to get to places on time because when you're late, it creates incredible stress in you. It's really bad. And then you show up on the date, instead of relaxed, you're stressed because you're late, because you tried to do that one last thing. So make sure that you set your priorities that day to not being late, but to being on time. Don't try and squeeze that last thing in. And don't leave a guy waiting. He really doesn't like it. All right, we're going to try these callers again. And if you want to ask a question before we go, give us a call at 646-716-7979. Area code 401, do you have a question that you'd like to ask? Hello? Hi, do you have a question? Hello? I think we have the same issue. All right, we've gone to these people a few times. Here's the last one. Hi, you're on the air with Lisa. Do you have a question about dating after 50? Okay. Well, what I'd love, though, is for in the future, please share your questions. Would love to hear them. Would love to hear what you want to, you know, anything you want to ask about challenges. I'll be back here again in 2 weeks, and we'll be talking more about finding love the second time around, and I can't wait to talk to you then. All right, sending you lots of love and hugs. Go get that free report. Findaqualityman.com/radio and the number 1. I know it's going to really help you. Have a good 2 weeks. Talk to you soon. Bye.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.